Good morning, sleepyhead. What am I doing here? I fell asleep here. You don't remember? You came to your room to watch TV after the reception. I guess you were feeling pretty good and you passed out.
And my dad, Maria. I guess we won't
see them until much later today, or at all. They dragged us to their expensive destination wedding. Well, I mean, I guess they dragged you. I was excited about it, and my dad really appreciated that you agreed to come along. He didn't want to get married again without his best friend. But I'm pretty sure they're going to spend as much time as possible in bed now. No, it's all right, though. I'm glad he found someone else who makes him happy. And I got Caitlin out of it, and I love having a little stepsis who idolizes me. So I'm happy, too. And now, we're in bed together. And just waking up to that reality, huh? I'm not naked. I took my dress off when I was falling asleep, and I still have my underwear on. What? It's like wearing a bikini. You've seen me in a bikini a million times, and I know you've checked me out in my bikini. Anyway, if that makes me naked, then you're naked too. Still have boxers on under there? Let me see. Boxer check. Oh. Boxers and then some, and don't be embarrassed. Morning wood is nothing to be embarrassed about. Yeah, I know all about morning wood. I'm not some little girl anymore. Although, you're the same age as my dad, so I guess I'll always be a little girl to you. Oh, but Caitlin's still in high school, so if you want to treat someone like a little girl, you'll have to talk to her. So what do you do when you have a morning wood? Do you try and ignore it and go on with your day, or do you take care of it? Or do you think about having a girl help you take care of it? Have you ever thought about me helping you? I bet you have. I've caught you looking at me lots of times. Is that why you were always over at our house all the time? To look at me and my friends? Don't be embarrassed. I knew. And I kind of liked it. Hey, you know, if you still want to perv on high school girls and go home frustrated, now you can go over to their house and look at Caitlin. Pretty sure she knows you're looking too. And then you can call me to help you take care of your morning wood. Do you want me to help you take care of it right now, or show me how you take care of it? Why? Why not? It doesn't have to be weird, just because you're old enough to be my dad. It's just the opposite, isn't it? I feel really comfortable with you. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Nobody has to know. Nobody even knows we're here together. Come on, let's have some fun. Take your cock out and show me. Just let me watch, it's okay. You know you want to. It's okay to show me. No. You have a beautiful cock. Yeah. It's thick and beautiful. Show me. Show me how you take care of your pretty cock. I want to see how tight you squeeze in, how hard you jack it and stroke it and pump it up and down. Yeah, yeah, it's okay. Pump it up and down for me. It's beautiful to watch. I've never watched a guy this up close. Have you ever let a girl lay next to you while you jack off? There we go then. Lots of new experiences. Are you thinking about how how hot it is to have a girl laying next to you in your underwear? You can look at me. It's okay. Do you like how I looked in my dress last night? I was so happy Maria told us to wear whatever we wanted instead of that stupid formal bridesmaid dress. But did you like them? I found the shortest and tightest dress that I could. And I think I know the answer. I saw you checking out my perfect round ass in that little dress, so tiny and skimpy and tight. My ass is really nice, huh? It's okay. You can admit it, I have a beautiful ass. Makes you pump your cock so hard. You're not supposed to be pervin on someone young enough to be your daughter. You know that, right? That makes you jack it and pump it up and down even harder, doesn't it? You're thinking about fucking me, aren't you? And you can think about fucking me. I know you've been thinking about it for a long time. It's so dirty thinking about fucking your best friend's little girl. And Caitlin saw you perving on me last night. She told me she caught you staring at my tits and my ass, and I see how you're looking at me now. Do you like my underwear? I like wearing pretty bras and panties, but do you think they're pretty? Looks like you do. So hot to watch you. Your grip is so tight in your fist and pumping it up and down so strong. You're making me so squirmy. Can I rub on you? I mean, like, lay on you and rub against your cock. Please. No. I'll keep my panties on. They're nice and soft, and I bet they'll feel really nice against your cock. Please. When I feel horny and squirmy, I like to lay on my stomach and just grind. It makes me feel so good. Please, please let me grind on your cock. Yeah, I like how you feel. Nice and thick and hard and warm against my panties. Yeah, you showed me what you do. This is how I take care of myself. On my stomach with my blanket between my legs, but I like your cock better. Do you like how your cock feels between my legs? Do you think we could take my panties off? Please. It doesn't have to go inside, just so we can rub on each other with nothing in the way. Your cock right up against my pussy. Please. Pussy's all slippery. It'll feel so good. Slippery, wet, warm against your cock. Yeah. Your hard cock feels so good. Does my pussy feel good? Back and forth. Feel my clit grinding on your cock. Does your cock feel good? Would your cock feel good if you let my pussy lips kiss the head? Oh, I love your head, so thick and beautiful. Looks so good how you pumped it and squeezed it. My pussy wants to kiss it. Please, just the tip. It's okay. I'm on birth control. You don't need a condom. It's okay. It's okay to let it happen. Just the tip. Just let the tip slide up inside. And oh yeah, just like that. Feels good, huh? Feels so good. Oh. Do you want to put more than just the tip inside? I know you do. You can do whatever you want to me. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Lay me down. Fuck me. Yeah. All those years watching me grow up and you're finally fucking me. You're fucking your best friend's little girl. Years and years of jacking off to me, and now got your cock inside me using my little pussy to jack you off. Using my little pussy, it's... Oh, it's okay. Use my little pussy. Use my pink little pussy like you always wanted. Does that fucking feel good, huh? Oh, does it fucking feel good to use my little pussy? Use my little pussy to pump and thrust and ram your cock inside. Oh, it feels so warm, doesn't it? So warm and tight. When you pump your cock in and out like that, pussy's nice and warm. Little pussy feels good, huh? Fucking little pussy feels good. Use my little pussy to help you let your cum go. Oh, it's okay. You can do it. Oh, you jacked off for me. You let me grind on you. You pulled my panties down. You rubbed all over my pussy. Now you're fucking me. It's okay. You can do it. Use my pussy to make you come. Come inside me. Oh, come inside me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold me tight. Just let it all go. Oh, the pussy feels so good. Pussy feels so good. Oh, you have to let your cum go inside it just like that. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel your cum go. Oh, give me every drop. Give me every drop of your sticky cum. Oh, make sure I get every drop all the way down inside that pink little pussy. Yeah. Oh, just like that. Not all of it. Did you give me all your cum? Oh, don't take your cock out until you give me every drop. I know that felt good. Huh? How many years have you wanted to do that? Too many, I know. We'll have to figure out how to keep it a secret. My dad would probably freak, but feels like a fun secret to keep, doesn't it? Now, aren't you glad you decided to come to the wedding?